Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, is April 5th, Wednesday, April 5th, and I was kind of playing you a compilation of Total Eclipse of the Heart, and another two was really good too. And I just want to say there's so much to talk about tonight, so much to go over, and you know it's gonna be a fun night. I'm waiting for my co-host Bridget to come on, and Terry's in class because it's Wednesday, and sometimes I don't like Wednesdays because she's in class, and let's see what else. We are going to have fun. We are just going to say whatever the hell we want, because really, you know, this is a show that really doesn't have any rules. basically. And, you know, sometimes we don't stay on one topic the whole night or even a moment. So I wanted to address that. And I wanted to address the fact that I am so getting sick of people saying, well, I'm a Leyland fan, but I like Zay Sam, and I like Sam. How in the fuck can you like Sam? I'm sorry for swearing, people, but I am so over, you know, over this with, you know, Sam. You know, Sam is what? So good now, you know what, everyone, that is BS. Everyone knows that Sam came into that town as a little slut, and people are trying to whitewash it, and I'm sick of it. And, yeah, I'm really sick of it. Still waiting on Bridget. You know, I'm just sick of the whole thing. I mean, you know what? I have never been a Zay Sam fan ever in my whole entire life. Because I just see with that. Oh, we have phone calls. Ooh. Okay. I'm going to bring on Bridget. Hello?
Good evening.
How did you like my little, my little rant?
Oh, about J-Tank?
Yes. Oh, and Silly's on there, too. I'm going to bring her on. Hey, Silly.
Hello, ladies.
So, no, I don't know if you heard of my little rant.
Yes, I did, and it just made me so sick.
Why, did I say something wrong?
I felt sick in the heart.
Wait, did I say something wrong?
Well, you're talking to all those J-Sam fans, and you're not knowing why they're J-Sam fans. They're J-Sam fans because they like J-Sam, Carly.
But I think you missed the beginning of it.
I know what you were saying.
I was just saying, okay, if you're going to say you're a fan of one couple, but fan of the other, then no. You know what? If it was some other couple on some other soap opera, I would say go for it. But when you're talking about Sam and Elizabeth and liking both of them and liking both couples, there is something really logically wrong with you.
I know. You can't like both. I mean, they're so totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I want to find out from you ladies now? I've been reading some very good things about Steve-O. They said that his scenes with Robin today rocked.
Yes, they did.
And I went to YouTube, and do you know, I can't. Maybe I'll just put Jason scenes because I put Jason and Robin scenes, and I got like some of their old stuff, you know. Yeah, go ahead, baby.
But no, I was just going to say sometimes it doesn't get posted until later on in the evening. Is that right, Bridget, or am I wrong?
Actually, I know of a person that does them really fast, Shirley, and her name is China Doll. She does RTS.
Oh, China Doll, yeah. I know
and she does Jason scenes and Elizabeth scenes by themselves, and she has them up now.
Okay, because I wanted to see.
I can also play for you. Hear it.
And then they said that when they saw the scenes with Scaminella, said it was so cold. It was no emotion.
Stupid.
You know, it was just emotion.
You know what?
Let's just sugarcoat it with Chinese food and beer. That's all Sam is for. Chinese food.
You know what, and you know what, everyone, I've gone over my little peanut butter. I can finally have Ziffy peanut butter again. But Chinese food, you know what, I don't get them. I don't get that because it's like, okay, and then hand them a beer and that's it. And that couple wants to say, you cover them up. Handing your boyfriend a beer while he cries his eyes out is not a relationship. It's more like a sex thing.
First of all, I want to know It's very unhealthy. I mean, that's all they eat is Chinese food. They don't have anything else. That's all they eat. I remember when they were together before, I said the sodium and everything and the MSG alone will kill you. That's all they eat. I don't understand that. I get it. She doesn't cook. But don't they have Italian restaurants? I mean, Greek and Chinese food all the time.
That's all Sam's good at is that. That's all she can do.
I have to see those scenes because I said, am I going to see am I going to see the real Steve Burton today? Because they said Steve rocked his, and apparently he's apologizing to Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Get out. It took over 10 years for him to do that.
Later on, Shirley, I will play it for you, and you can see
Wow.
It was very well done. I was very pleased.
My Steve, I'm glad, because he's such, I mean, people tend to forget now what a good actor this guy
exactly.
is. Because he's in that shitty, coupling with the, where he, I'm not saying he doesn't, he's less of an actor, but I just don't see him. I don't know. Maybe that's the way he's supposed to act when it's coupling. I don't know, but I just find him to be so unresponsive. I mean, he just doesn't have. He just lacks so much emotion, whereas he has with everything else, even with Laura. You know what I'm saying? Any other actor, but when it comes to but then when it comes to Kelly, it's something that's lost in the shuffle. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Oh, lost in the transition.
Hell, the toxic monkey could act better than that.
I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, we are going to go off the DH topic for one moment because I'm selfish here.
Okay.
I know Bridget's been watching DH for like on and off. Okay, I know who Calliope is.
Calliope.
Yeah, oh my God, I was laughing. I didn't mean to.
She goes back with Anna way, way back.
Okay.
She's been on GH a long time, too.
You mean Central Hospital?
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah, Days of Our Lives, yeah.
Yep. She's been on a lot. Her and Anna are really good friends.
Okay, because I remember, but I was surprised when she mentioned that her husband, Eugene, wasn't there, she broke and living in Dubai or whatever, and I'm like laughing almost on the ground laughing because it's funny. Those two moments, are really good. And
yes, I didn't really watch it today. So I mean, but I did see that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Scene. No, I didn't really watch it today. But that little quick scene because I was getting ready to leave. And I looked at this woman with the Easter bonnet on. I said, who is this broad? And then her name, Calliope. I said, oh, boy, I can't wait.
She's dressed like that for years. She has worn so many. She's like Opal on AMC.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Right.
Outfits in the world. That girl can wear some outfits.
Oh, wow. Oh, but one thing I wanted to ask you, I think it's from yesterday's show, because I haven't been watching all of Days of Our Lives. I fall asleep or I'm into something. What did Stephanie throw away?
I don't know.
She threw away something.
She better not be freaking pregnant. I will bust a cap in her ass if she's pregnant.
But that didn't look like any.
I can't stand her. She's up to something. I am going to flip a lid.
Yeah, well, and you know why I'm flipping a lid on? The whole, I just want this bastard to get caught so bad. Because I'm like, I'm not saying what Nicole has always done was, so right, so perfect, but wait a moment, you know what? You easily lied to so many people about the Sydney kidnapping and
the girl that cried wolf.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody believes her.
Well, see, Rafe is close because he's found Anna.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when he gets a hold of her, oh man, EJ better run fast.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Hit the fan.
I was hoping that, you know, he might be found out before now.
I hope it happens before Sammy sleeps with EJ again, because, oh, my God.
You can kind of see it coming, right? Well, what was she saying to him today? Did she and EJ have a convo today about her moving in? Is she still moving in, right?
As far as you know.
Well, she's thinking about it. And which is, like, really stupid because, how can you move in with someone that you thought was dangerous? But, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I get a question.
Well,
okay.
Sammy's stupid.
She's an idiot when it comes
okay,
to
Okay, I'm sorry, and I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail on what I'm about to say, but that name... In all of soaps, I've never came across a woman that is named Sam that is a nice person.
Really? Samantha. Samantha McCall.
Well, Sammy,
I can't put her in
But I was talking about Marlena's sister, the Salem Strangler. Yeah, and there was a scene today. Okay, we have breaking news here because we were having stupid hailstones and it's been crazy. But what is that star on Brady's that got tattooed or whatever? I mean,
what is that? What is she branding her men?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Blizzard?
What's that?
Okay, the thing on,
Brady. What's her name?
Brady?
Bo,
yeah.
No.
Okay. But Bo was, I mean, Brady was the one that was attacked.
Yeah, Brady was attacked, yeah.
Yeah, so I was wondering what was that, too?
But what's the brand? What is she branding him for?
What is that about?
I don't know.
And this is the first time she's done it to any of the other men. She didn't do that. Why Brady? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I figured out?
Weird shit, boy.
Why is he taking over Princess Xena's body and kind of Did that because in hopes, in Xena's mind, she was in love with Zahn, and that is his son. I'm just, you know, I mean, I was just thinking that. And, yeah, but I mean, I thought Dave was very good today.
I can't wait to see it. I'll probably see it tomorrow morning, because... I know I probably won't see it tonight.
When I was growing up, Dave the Clock was on at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Here in New York on SoapNet, it comes on at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean,
comes on
I'm watching
10
it right now.
Oh, you really? Did anybody watch Y&R today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Well,
oh
Sue
God.
Is dead as a doornail.
Yes, she is.
Yep.
Is.
And
she
I think, did Daniel and Daisy actually do the deed?
I don't know. They didn't show that.
No, but see,
they didn't show that. I mean, they showed him... her hovering over him and saying how hot he was, and then the next scene you saw, well, you know, they didn't have on any clothes or something. They were in the bed, and Daniel, I don't know.
If she comes
back,
but
that's
right.
Her own brother. Oh no, that's not
no,
really her brother.
No,
no, no, no. It was Kevin. Is Kevin
her half
brother?
Yeah,
brother. No, well, I don't know, but. It's something that Phyllis feels like it's something that's not quite right.
Yes.
Phyllis Fields and then with those two still on the loose, who knows what's going down.
Well,
and I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bridget.
Well, the comment Daisy made, she said, "I'll be back." And I wondered if she isn't going to come back pregnant.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, please.
And then the psycho returns from the daughter.
Oh, wow.
Because she was taking pictures of Daniel and following him around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, has Amber left yet?
No, she's still there.
No.
Okay, because
little D came in. He's there with them now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what's the whole thing about? Does anyone know?
Well, apparently, you know, this is what you call it, son. This is what's the guy she was involved? That's
Deacon.
His real son. And and they got close, you know, and you
but
know,
didn't
she
have little D?
Oh,
okay,
it's her son too.
No, wait. I thought that was a cousin of hers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, so that's
see,
that's
I didn't watch
son.
Bold and the Beautiful when she was on, but her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not sure what happened. If that's her son or if that's she's related to
that. I don't know whether I know he was.
She did have the baby.
Mom. Yeah. Okay. Well, then.
So I'm wondering if it is her son, because she had a baby when she was on Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes, she did.
So
yeah,
I'm wondering if that's him.
You mean?
Oh,
her character just switched over. She's the same character.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was on Bold and the Beautiful for quite a while.
Yeah, and so
okay.
Had a baby, and I'm wondering. It's Deacon's because I can't remember. I didn't watch.
Yep.
I watched.
Oh, and you know who else was on B&B? Lauren.
Yep,
correct on that.
Yep.
Okay.
Lauren went back and forth from YNR to B&B. Yeah.
Yep.
She was on another one too. Briefly.
Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I can't remember if it was One Life to Live or. Or what? But I know she was on three different soaps as a whatever.
You know, I didn't really like her at first. You know, especially when she was so conniving.
Oh
but
yeah.
When Kane first came on the show, and
so that's how her character
that whole Las Vegas thing, and I said, "What a biatch!" You know.
Yeah.
But
she was
then,
like that
you know,
off the beat.
But then I see where the writers tried to soften her. They tried to make her more. Sympathetic character, you know, and they did because I really like Amber now and
me too.
But I want to ask you girls something. Is the actress who plays Jonna, is she leaving the show?
Wait, who plays who?
Oh, Jana.
Jonna. Kevin's.
I
haven't heard anything either.
Oh, you know why? Because I don't know. You know she was. She had this brain bleed or something. And
she had a brain tumor.
Yeah, she had a brain tumor at one time, but then something happened to her this whole time. I think she was she bleeding again? I don't know, but however, she's conscious now, but she's unresponsive.
Oh.
And Kevin is just talking. He loves her to death.
Yep.
And she's just looking at him like, you know, have this blank stare. And I'm wondering either she's going to come out some kind of brain damaged or.
I don't know.
I was wondering, wondering if she was leaving the show. You know.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay, all right.
I haven't heard anything.
Because I really like her character, too.
Mm-hmm.
I really like her character, too.
Okay, Oh, Drake and Lady goes, Wild Giz, Hello D is younger than Hope on B&B. Oh, my God, Elizabeth, you're right. I forgot that.
What happened?
And then Drake and Lady goes, Why don't Giz, Hello D is, Lodi is younger than Hope on B&B, and Drake Lady says, no, Lodi was her cousin's son. And
oh,
she
boy,
and Mick were
really
waiting.
Yeah, I didn't think that was her real.
Okay, you know, I mean, I usually don't care when they come from other shows, but sometimes it does get a little confusing. I mean, you know, because, like, how, you know, it's funny how, like on PC, there was never really, like, you know, there were vampires, but when you turned on the new hospital, there was no medicine. So, yeah, I just thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I got to see. I can't wait to see. I was so
and now Jack knows. Jack knows it's Patty.
Finally, yeah.
I saw comments.
Yeah, finally. Finally. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to get back to them now. They didn't show her at all today.
No,
but
she's got the cat, and she's saying something to the effect, well, Jack thinks he's going to get me. He's got another thing coming or something like that. But he's talking to Paul saying she's Patty. So they'll probably end up doing that DNA test on Emily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Their nuts thing, and I bet you into anything, Jack ends up shot again or tries to be.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
I have a question.
Do you really think that? Oh, God.
Well, she shot him once already, so.
Yeah, right. History repeating itself, yeah. Oh, wow.
She can't have him. Nobody's going to have him.
Nobody's going to get him.
That's how her mentality is.
Do you guys know, Elizabeth Fan said, oops, not another word. It was Days of Our Life. Tracy Bookman played Dawn's daughter.
Oh, okay. I know
okay.
She was on one other soap besides B&B and Y&R.
Well, the question I have, does everyone know that Patty was the one that made the Newman's dog guy? Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Victor knew after they got her the first time.
Yeah, Victor, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
I think she said that when they were at the lake when they were going through all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, before I forget, everyone needs to go over to ABC, Soaps in Depth, Sue Elizabeth, and Lucky get back together. If you definitely know, I will, you know, yeah, I won't be happy.
Look, what is this crap about Liz, she moving the kids to Windermere?
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's a bunch of grain of salt spoilers. It's not going to happen.
I know, because most of the time I don't believe, but I said,
I highly doubt that's going to happen.
Why would she even do that? You know, oh, God. I wish she was by. I hope she loses this baby.
I know Helena's going to mess with her after
Shirley dies.
But see, Helena's going to be in the middle of Tracy because Tracy's going to cause crap with her, and they're going to take her to Greece, supposedly.
Taking who to Greece?
Tracy. Because Tracy gets close to finding out the real paternity of the baby.
Oh.
So Helena gets her big man whore to grab Tracy and take her away.
Elena.
She's going on vacation or something. Isn't what's his name on his annual vacation?
But supposedly he's still going to be on the canvas, though. So.
I thought this was his last year. I thought he was, you know, going.
Wait, isn't Gillian leaving for Sue? I haven't
heard either.
Yeah, I don't think
he'd be
so.
He's going on vacation.
Vacation. I wish he'd leave because he's hardly on the show anyway. And then every year he gets nominated for an Emmy, which I really don't understand. The man's on there for a week, and all the other months he's away. And I'm sick of Anthony Gary. I mean,
he'll be in Sky's storyline because he's supposed to be helping her with getting that money from Alcazar.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
So I don't think he's leaving. He's got two much of a piece of pie.
And you know, I mean, I like Luke, and you know, oh my God, okay, did anyone catch the Dante and Lulu scenes today?
Holy shit!
Okay.
It made the Nick and Elizabeth sex scene nothing. My God, it was.
You know what? When I was talking to Terry earlier tonight, everything what came in my mind was Spartacus. I mean, it wasn't as bad as that, but
I'm sure it wasn't as bad as Spartacus.
He had his hand on her boob.
This is daytime television. It's getting way over the top, and this is a Disney thing. It's the part that I don't get.
It was pretty dang good love scene, I'd have to say.
Yeah, it was. It was like, okay, just like I said the other night, okay, I have to change my answer about my 5 hottest sex moments on daytime. You know, Lynn and Jason will be always number 1 for the Nia Passon. And number 2 will probably be some that Fierce and Nick did. But, you know, I have to say my number 3 answer today to Dante and the little crap that was hot.
The thing with Brooklyn, though, Elizabeth Van, she's only going to be angst for Dante and Lulu. They think they're planning on putting her with Johnny.
Who's going with Johnny?
Brooklyn. She's coming back. Carly's bringing Brooklyn into town to mess with Dante.
But you know who else Johnny's going to sleep with at the end of the summer? Sam.
Sam
and Johnny sleep together.
Well, who said that?
There's a lot of sites saying that.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because
I don't know. From what I've been reading, I don't think she's ever going to leave General
Hospital. No.
She's stuck like glue, boy. She's stuck like glue.
You know, the end of the summer, I see them breaking up. I see this, but I see them breaking up. I see this Sam breaking up by the end of summer. Because this couple had nowhere to go. This couple had nowhere to go but down. And now that they're not, Bridget, you said they were not bringing Franco back?
Well, that's what I've read. But I also read, too, that he might be back for the summer.
Why?
Why?
What did he do the first time? He didn't do shit the first time.
I know, but...
You know, it seems like this is an actor just having some fun.
Yeah.
You know
he won't be doing it the May because they scrapped that. But I also read that they might move it down past to the summer.
So I'm supposed to be getting shot or hurt or something like that.
And you know what? I'm sorry if that happened and Sam gets shot or whatever. You guys, that will be a really good day for General Hospital.
I don't think so because that means that Jason will be right there.
Oh my God! I was wondering when you were gonna let me in. I was about to text you while I was on the phone, like I'm on the phone, I'm on air, or I'm on the phone. I'm out early because we're doing a group thing, but he didn't really release the class or he didn't say officially he could go. People just left, so I thought, my friend Grace was leaving, and I go, I guess I'll go too. You know, there's only maybe 5 people left in the class right now. Because we're just 8 people in our group now, so we've got to do group projects. So Carly, you're going to have to, remind me to to get up to do this assignment that I have to do, which is due in 2 weeks. So.
When is it okay? What day?
Next Wednesday. Not this Wednesday coming up, but next Wednesday. Wednesday, 2 weeks from tonight. So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you know how I've been lately, so.
Okay, yeah, I really know how you've been lately.
Hey, you guys watch in the hospital today, right? Shirley and Bridget? Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I don't watch GH. I just read the recap, but Bridget and Bridget watched it.
Jason, finally, Robin and Jason had that conversation that's been needed to be done.
Everybody's talking about it, Tara.
For 10 years now.
It's been over 10 years, huh?
Yep.
And that was my mouth kind of dropped. I was like, okay, now. Taken him how long to forgive Robin for something that should have been forgiven a long time ago, yet it took him like a week to forgive like Sam for something that should not have been forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I was telling Kylie today, that when I was watching the Robin scenes with him and Jason, and then when I compare it to Liz, he's got more emotion with Robin and Jason and Liz than he has with Sam.
That's what everybody was saying. They were saying how Steve rocked those scenes with Robin, and then you turn around and you see him with Kelly, and everything, it was like cold. You know what I'm saying?
It was cold. I had to fast forward through it, but even fast forward through it, you could see the coldness. You know, and she was offering him some wine or something to drink or whatever or something.
Right.
I mean, I was wanting to see more of Robin and Jason. I thought I thought it should have been throughout the rest of the episode, but no. And
now,
were
there tears? Now, you know how Jason can have those tears in his eyes.
There was tears.
Really?
Tears coming on. He was so upset, and Robin's the only one that he knew he had to go to because he's the only one that would really understand, because he's been with him since he's a baby, and he even said to Jason, I was there with you. I saw you with him and everything, you know, and all that. And she even said to him, you know, quartermains are crazy, so who knows if he would have been better off with the quartermains.
Because the way Edward was and the way Alan was and all of it.
Robin and Jason get back to that friendship that they had. I mean, not together, you know, like lovers or whatever, but just have more scenes together like that. Because I think he can't have Liz right now in his life. He needs somebody like Robin in his life instead of the damn slut.
Wasn't this Jake's birthday today?
Yesterday.
No, it's May 4th.
It was yesterday?
Yes. It should have been, but they didn't say it at
Drake and Lady in the room goes, why not call me in a drunken night passing Spinelli and Sam? Okay.
I'm only kidding, but the fire that really was me out.
Tomorrow's the Kate and Sunny talk.
What did everybody think
of the Dante and Lulu sex scene? Say.
Hello, darling.
I know. Did you see that they kind of blocked out? Did you see the little, you know, when they do on TV where they show where they can't show the boobs, but they kind of block the boobs out or whatever, you know? I noticed that it was like, if you look closely back on the show, you could see like that little spot where they kind of covered it up or something, the blurry spot in there.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
She was grabbing her boobs.
It's like they didn't want us to see her boobs or something or whatever.
Well, I think that they probably didn't. It is daytime TV. I mean, I know they went a little bit kind of further, but
the scene was hot.
was good.
He had hands on places that, oh my Lord.
I know. I was like,
everybody, it made Liz and Nick sexy nothing compared to what.
Yes. Wow. I know. Oh my gosh.
Let's hope Sam and Jason don't go there.
Got it. That's going to make me want to open up my stomach and take all my stomach on out myself.
Hey, Kevin.
No, I don't think Steve would go there anyway. All the little touchy feely thing. I don't think Steve would go
you
there.
You know what? I was watching a video tonight. I forgot what song was it. We were watching it together. Well, I was watching it, listening to it, and she was on the phone with me. I literally was crying.
Yes, she was.
Because it was so good. It was Liz and Jason
yes.
and the song
oh,
that they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
know
was
yeah.
crying because
it was totally Clips of the Heart.
Yeah, it was totally Clips
and,
of the Heart.
And oh my God, that was really good.
Mm.
She heard me in the phone. She
yes.
me, like, tears, and I was like, I just
yeah.
That if a couple can make you cry like that,
I know
it's like
they're
the best
so,
couple ever.
They're an awesome. They're all really. They are the best soap to me, and I've been watching
yeah.
soaps for a long time. And not
yeah.
even although I love me some Jack and Erica, but nothing
I know.
Like them.
Jerica,
and that's the only reason why I watch AMC. I only watch Jack and Erica scenes now because they're trying to put them back together. And after that, I don't watch, and I don't care about the rest of the show, but I'm into couples now. I don't care, but
no,
there's something about Steve Burton and Becky Herbst. I'm sorry. There is no other.
I think it's because they have that friendship in real life, too.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, I'm sure. And they're very comfortable. And they're very comfortable.
Yeah.
But then, but still, you can be friends with some. Look, you can be married and still don't have that on screen chemistry.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm too,
this is chemistry. And I always thought, I said, now, if a couple has that much chemistry, is there a little attraction in there?
Ooh,
somewhere?
You know,
they feel free enough that they can, you know, kind of get it out there, you know, because it's only acting, of course, you know. But I always wondered about that because their chemistry is off the charts, man. They look like a real couple. I tell you, it's like a real couple.
Yeah, and when these fan videos that they put together, they're so good. It's like there should be awards. Them or something, you know, they should YouTube awards best. But I mean, just watching them not just that video, but other videos I've watched, I just wanted to literally cry because it's not fair. It is so not fair to us that we can't help them. And there's Jason and Sam. What did I say today, Carly, about Sam? That Sam was just like sex partner or something.
But Burton crushed on Kimmy. Everyone swears by that. Who's Kimmy? Because they're not talking about Kimmy.
Kimberly McCollin.
Kimberly McCollin.
Robin.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Sam?
But that Steve had a crush on who?
His crush was Liz.
Really?
That's what he says. Kimberly McCollin, she's a good actress, but
I have a really good friend who's related to Kimberly McCollin. She's like they're like cousins. I remember I went over to like a barbecue to her house a couple years ago, and we're like all talking, and we're talking about, you know, General Hospital or whatever, and then they're like, what about Kimberly, huh? And I'm like, yeah, she's, like, really good. I knew who they were talking about because I remember my friend Camille told me that they were cousins, they were related, and I was like, wow. And they kind of, now that I look at Kimberly and I think of my friend, they kind of look alike, I guess.
All righty now, baby.
I keep hearing, like, a thump.
Yeah, I hear something in the background. Yeah.
At first, I thought I got kicked out of the room or something.
Yeah, I heard that.
It was like, I was falling asleep in my class. My first class today, I was literally falling asleep today.
Oh, gosh, here we go again.
I know.
Okay, well, Dragon goes, Lady goes, when they suck, and I will bring out the tequila. Yeah, we will.
You know what? Okay, but when I got on the phone here, I heard you guys saying something like, you're not going to believe it until you see it on screen or something. Was that you, Bridget? Or something?
Yes.
No, it was about this woman going around that Zani and Sam do the deed.
Oh, God, that's like a big rumor. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to believe that until I see that, too. Just one of those made-up ones.
I think 90%
they got him so far up Olivia's ass right now. I don't think he could pull it out.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Whoa. Oh, Bridget.
Oh, my God.
Bridget.
It's true, though.
You know what?
Baby.
You know what? If we were, like, in a room together or, like, somewhere, we'd be really going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Gone wild or something. Girls gone wild or women gone wild.
Gone wild, right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Especially Carly gone wild. It'll be the Carly gone wild show.
Carly don't need to go any wilder.
Oh, my
go
God.
Go any wilder. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I know, really. We should literally get drunk and host.
When you come here, you know that's gonna happen.
And I'll just be giggling and giggling all the time. That's what I do all the time is I just giggle.
Well, you do that anyway.
I know what I'm saying.
It'll be off the charts.
Isn't that funny today I was walking to my class, my last class, and I caught up with some classmates. I was walking out to outside, but I decided to continue walking with them to the class, you know, and we're talking about the carrot cake that I make and about the potluck that supposedly we're having, and then I kind of was like laughing or talking loud, and my friend Grace comes up and she's like, I knew that was you, Terry. I knew that was your voice and everything.
Oh, gee, see how it just bellows out, huh? Oh, wow.
Well, can you see that I have a loud voice, so I've
Did you have dinner yet? Did you ever get dinner?
No, but I think I should get something like right now. I'm almost right now, so I was gonna get some pizza going to my next class tonight, but I think they were closing.
That's what I made myself for dinner. I made my pizza for dinner.
Wait, is it homemade and everything?
Yeah, homemade pizza. Yeah.
Well,
not the pizza shell, but everything else. I made it for all that stuff. It was good. I enjoyed that. That's what I ate. I would laugh if Sam and
Jess is where I should go to McDonald's. I guess I'll just go to McDonald's again.
I knew it.
Well, no, because it's
all
really
that McDonald's stuff. That's not good.
I know, but
that's not
it's easy. I know.
Once in a while, yeah, but not so frequently.
Really, you know what? I was eating a donut today at work, and I had a sweet tooth, and I was walking out, and the SAAs like to tease me sometimes. You know, they just like to make fun of me, and you know, and I go, oh, they looked at the donut, and I go, I got a sweet tooth. He's like, you know what? It's sweet to the mouth. It sticks to the hips or something.
There you go, babe.
To the taste, but it sticks to the hips. I'm like, okay. Okay, and I just kind of like I needed to hear that right now.
Right, and who cares if you continued eating your donut, right?
Yes,
oh, man. Where's Shirley?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm really starting to
get to know you now. I would, you know, you'd probably slap my hand if I were to grab a donut or something.
Probably would have. Yeah, you know that. Yeah,
you know
I am. I'm a mom. I'm a grandma. I'd go up past your head. Put that back.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
So tell one of the times that one of the I told one of the lady in attendance a long time ago, if she sees me grabbing a candy out of her little bowl because she has candies in a bowl, I told her, if you see me grabbing a candy, like slap my hand. And she did one time. One in there, I was on the rag one week, you know, and I needed a sweet. I needed like big. And she slapped my hand.
Good.
Oh no, that's horrible.
No,
okay,
that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
I advise not to go to McDonald's. Sorry, I'm gonna go to McDonald's. Scared the shit out of me. Somebody's walking with a he's carrying like a big board, and it looks like just a board walking or something. It's just board.
Okay, Elizabeth Spammy and Dragon Lady. That would be the best comic relief spin in Salmon and Love Story.
Oh,
okay, number one.
That's beautiful.
Okay, listen to me closely. If it were to make Liz and Jason back together, if it could put them back together, would you be for it?
But excuse me, I don't want this finale.
No, just Just say Spinelli was drugged or something. He didn't know what he was doing, and they slept together, and Jason found out or something. And
think about it. Okay, if that happened, okay, that would not be good, and that would not be good for anyone. And, you know, Sam could just go deal with someone else. In fact, why doesn't he deal with Nicholas, her cousin? Does it make her more slutty? Sorry.
So funny. I don't know. I'm just like, Jenna Hospital's crazy. I watched it today because I actually saved today's episode because I kind of liked it.
Oh, my God.
What happened? On here. I liked it because
I love it.
Why?
Spin in his ride and die chick.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
oh,
honey.
God.
You are so teasing on your husband tonight.
Oh,
what's going on here?
Wow. Oh, my God.
You
can you picture them on a motorcycle?
Sam is already on a motorcycle, remember?
His leather jacket. With his leather jacket and
I can see Sam in the front, Ben in the back.
Okay.
Oh,
you're here. Okay,
hey.
This conversation has gone to no more.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. What else should we should say about Spinelli right now?
In my ever-loving mind, I was thinking when Jason walked out onto the terrace, he was looking over at Elizabeth's house to see if she was home.
Was he?
Oh, my God.
Was he?
What?
I don't know, but I was just thinking.
Oh,
as he opened the terrace doors to Robin's house, he was
looking out
if Elizabeth was home. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because she lives, like, right next door or something, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like a block down or something.
No, maybe this is a sign. Maybe I'm getting
closer
to Robin. Maybe it's a sign he's getting close, going to get closer to Liz, too, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, today was a really good day for Jason and Robin and for, you know, Dante and Lulu, whoever's a Dante and Lulu fan.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Elizabeth fan goes. So, Carly is not looking so bad now, huh?
Okay, Miss Sam, that was a good one. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And I'm supposed to be her friend and her co-host on here. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Wow.
Well, you know I've been stressing lately, so I need a good laugh.
Oh, well, can you be so
sense of humor.
You need to get a sense of humor, okay?
Yeah, you gotta.
Not when it comes to the finale, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're going to say that, not at the expense of finale.
Come on, Carly.
Oh, well, because.
Just think about it. Just think about it. We would get Jason and Elizabeth back as a loving couple
with their two boys. Hopefully she won't have a third child.
But
Ben and Sam will just, maybe they'll just go for a spin and then it'll be over.
Because that might destroy Spinelli and Zayton's relationship. I, for one, don't want to see that happen. So if Spinelli did Sam, that would be a really crappy thing that they do. Zayton and Spinelli would be okay by me. If Sonny took Sam, Sonny and Sam again, that never bothered me. But Spinelli and Sam, Dragon Lady said the hooker and the geek.
I can't take it. Oh my gosh, the hooker.
Okay, I'm at the drive-thru right now, so I put you guys on mute. So when I ordered my meal. I'm gonna put you on mute right now while I go to the window. Okay.
Okie doke. Oh man, the hooker and the geek.
That was a good one. The hooker, that was a good one, though. That was really good.
It was. I mean, he always had, like, sort of like a little crush on Sam, the goddess. We should call her the goddess. Oh, jeez.
Never mind. I'm going to go on mute. Bye.
Oh, man.
See, even Carly and Spinelli would not bother me, but Sam and Spinelli is because I cannot stand Sam.
Sam can have a miracle baby then. I'm kidding.
Oh, please.
You know what? You are so funny tonight. You crack me up.
Oh, can you imagine her getting pregnant from the geek? He would have done what men have failed to do, even Jason, is to impregnate her. Wow, think about it. Why, that'll make soap opera history. Hello, Carly. Hello.
You got to kick one for the team, Carly.
Why am I the one taking everything for the team? Why can't I be someone else's cover for one? Why do they have to go pick on my other cover that I actually like? I mean,
Maxie and Spinelli anyway. I mean, you know, he's got to have somebody to chase.
Okay, I'm in denial about Maxine Spinelli.
The grasshopper and his wild ride.
Poor Carly, oh my gosh. Oh, man.
Keep up coming, Dragon Lady. That's all I can say.
I think we all took some, marijuana or something.
Okay, Carly, I will go for Sonny and Sam. Thank you, Elizabeth Sam. Thank you very much.
I don't know about that, because she'll still be in Jason's hemisphere, though. That's not a good thing.
Right.
We need her as far away.
Okay, so we'll be Spinelli, because they were doing the pink.
Just give her back to Lucktard. Lucktard and her are perfect for each other.
Yep. I think so.
Just go back to Lou Sam. They should have never broke him up in the frickin' first place. It was stupid.
But you know what? But Bridget, it's not the same actors. They're not going to have the same kind of chemistry.
So what?
Jonathan Jackson does not the same kind of, you know, he's not Greg Vaughn. I'm sorry. There's no way. Plus that, he's not the romantic type, period, anywhere. I don't care who he's with. He's boring.
That's why we want.
The less screen time that either of them want is the best.
Well, she ain't gonna stand for that. If Jonathan Jackson, he's not a lead actor, is he? Isn't he a supporting actor?
He's not even that.
What do you mean he's not even that?
Ever since he got back on the new hospital, I think that...
What? Calliope is working with Ray.
What happened?
Yes, Calliope is working with Race. She just was on with Race.
Oh, she's working with Race?
Yes.
Oh, so they're setting Anna up?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's too good. That's too good. I love Race. You go, Race. He really deserves someone better than Sammy. Sammy's a dingbat.
I like Rafe and Sammy.
I know. But Sammy just gets, she's so annoying. She's so stupid.
As long as EJ's on the frickin' canvas, he'll be angst for them for
always.
Ever.
Yeah.
Otelia, are you back?
Yeah, I'm on here. I got my food. I'm eating it right now.
I barely know
what you want to know what you ordered.
But I do.
I ordered a mini meal.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There's also a spoiler out that Johnny pays the judge to put Michael in prison for 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Johnny does?
Yeah.
That little punk.
Get out of here.
That little punk ass Johnny. Oh God.
Is AZ gonna come back on the show? I mean, is he?
Well, apparently
so there's
a spoiler out that says Jason goes to visit him and asks him to protect Michael.
Oh. Okay.
And to let the father goons like something about the what's the last name? The Zicola family.
Zicola.
Not to do anything while Michael's in prison to Michael.
Mm.
But my favorite spoiler of all was Sam gets hurt.
Yeah, but you know, that's no good because, you know, Jason's going to be pissed and he's going to go after the people who hurt his ride and die chick and, you know.
Yeah, really. She's a ride and die chick.
Yeah, so. I wish she would just
She's a Chinese food, beer giver, coffee getter, wallpaper.
So this scene where she brings the Chinese food and the beer, this is after the scene with Jason and Robin?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
People were saying on the board, you gotta see, go to YouTube and see that, you know.
When we're on overtime, I'll play it for you so you can hear
it. Yeah, yeah. I got the link.
Are we talking about the Jason and Robin scene? Or the
Yeah.
You gotta see it. It's really good. It is really good.
Steve again. Thank God. It's so good to see him, you know.
Few and far between since he's been with the skank.
I mean, I haven't been reading any spoilers or anything, so I didn't know that was happening, and I thought, I was really proud of Jason for going to Robin, because he's the only one that really he could go to.
Mm-hmm.
He was there with him. You know, for the first year of his life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that he forgave her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very, everyone said it was a good scene, and, you know, but I'm surprised that, the Dante and Lulu thing, I'm still thinking, well.
Yeah, that was kind of, that was kind of steamy.
Alrighty now.
Yeah, it was very, very, and, you know, it was one of those scenes like, wow.
Yeah, it was a wow scene, yeah. I haven't seen a sex scene like that on daytime in a long time.
Wow, yeah. Yep. One Life to Live had a real hot one a couple or so years ago. Christian and what's his face?
Layla's sister.
Yeah, I don't think it was Layla. No, I think it could have been Layla's sister.
you know, the one who's in the coma.
Yeah.
They had some hot way where he was taking off her panties and stuff. I said, oh, my goodness.
Who's he making love with? Remember? Who was it? John or what?
I mean, was it being
Christian?
Chris. Okay.
Yeah, Christian and what's Layla's sister's name? Who she's
Evangeline.
Angeline. She's been in a coma for years. Maybe that's what put her in a coma.
That scene was hot, man. That scene, I said, oh my goodness. I said, I can't believe this is daytime. It's coming on at 2 o'clock in the freaking afternoon. Come on, daytime. All the little kiddies are home from school. So that was a hot scene, but according to you guys, the scene with Lulu and I tell you, as far as scenes go and chemistry, Lulu did not have any chemistry with the actor. What's his name? Johnny. I can't think of his real.
She
and Brandon did not have any chemistry. Like, they looked so awkward trying to kiss. It was just something just not right, you know, just something not quite right there, you know. But anyway,
Brother, how did Tony die on Days of Our Life? Because for the life of me, I remember the tiger eating alive by the tiger, but then he came back. I don't know how he came back after a tiger nearly ate him to death, but yeah, how did he die the last time?
Him and Victor's son were in a fight.
Yeah, they got
and
in a fight.
I don't know if he fell downstairs or
something. He got into a coma and he never woke up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I remember the tiger thing like it was yesterday. And that was, you know, I remember, I thought, oh, maybe this is a good time to go get something to eat. And then the tiger thing started. I'm like, well, maybe not. I'm like, well, hey, why are you being quiet, you?
I'm eating my dessert right now.
I know what you're
doing. I was hungry. I'm eating in my car. I'm driving really slow. I'm starving. I inhaled my food. So I'm on to the sundae right now. Mm.
We had thunder last night, and we had hail, and then we had, thunder and lightning, and,
everything.
And it never went away until, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was loud. It was this piercing loud. Did the snow go away where you were visited, or are you guys getting better weather?
We had really high winds for 2 days, and now it's trying to do something, but.
I don't like the high winds because the high winds, sometimes when it's really windy, it can knock you off your feet and you fly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not. And did everyone tape DVR Happy Land?
I did.
You know what, this Happy Town, I don't know. I'm sort of on the fence with this Happy Town. I know it's only the second show, you know, but that whole town is whacked. I mean, you don't know who's who. I mean, the whole town is whacked. You know, I don't know. I'll see. Then the girl, you know, she went on the third floor to that room, and there's a bunch of, what did she find, a bunch of bird cages or something up there, which I didn't quite get, and she found this hammer it was in this box, and the hammer has a strange head to it, and it has dried blood. So I don't know.
Saw it. We still have until 10 o'clock to see it, but I'm gonna DVR.
Sorry. Oh God, I always do that.
No.
We're on an even time thing, you know. I'm forgetting
that. Hey Bridget, did you see Lost last night?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I fell asleep. I'll have to watch it online here in a little bit.
Okay. Okay, let me see if I remember. Yeah, I can't. Okay, I'm trying to remember exactly. It was actually pretty good. I'm not going to tell you what happens. You're gonna. It's kind of sad, but I'll let you watch it, and then we can talk about it on Monday. It's kind of sad that when I was crying.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, but it's supposed to be good. And, was anyone surprised who got kicked off? Dancing in the Stone
Pamela
Box?
Anderson.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she had to go. I figured she was going to go. I figured as much as her turn. Now it's, Eric and them are going to
go.
Huh?
Who's still on there, then? Who's still on there?
Derek and Nicole. The ice skater and, you know, his partner.
Evan Lysacek's still on there, huh?
Yeah. He's very good.
I like him.
What's her name? And she in the football.
The gal from the Pussycat Doll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's... That's Nicole, right?
And Max and what's the chick's name? Max. So it's look four of them, five of them, four and five of them. But soon all the shows are going to be going off at the end of this month, and we got all the summer shows coming out.
I think I saw a commercial for Virginia Madsen. She's going to be in a summer show on Channel 7.
I love Virginia Madsen.
I love her, too. It's going to be on Channel 7. I think it's going to premiere.
Yeah,
it looks really good. It's going to be premiere in June.
Oh, okay. And what is the name of it?
I think it's called Scoundrels or something, or I forgot.
Oh, okay.
I'll look for it this weekend and find out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's with a guy from this one show. He was on for many years. He played a Navy lawyer. God, what was his name?
Kind of cute, tall guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him. Okay, so he's going to be on there, too? Oh, okay.
I think he's playing her husband. It looks like he's playing her husband or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Bridget, have you watched any more Spartacus?
I watched all of them.
You watched all of them.
Bridget's pretty up to date now. We got to wait till next year, though, I think.
I just hope that the guy's going to do well, you know, and he's going to come out.
I think that he should be. I mean, it's one of those. That's what the guy from Dexter had. He's cured now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dexter. Now I wish I could get Dexter, but I can't. I can probably find a site where I could, you know. But you got to be careful when you go to these, you know, free sites.
You got to be really
careful because you can mess up. Because I know that happened to me, and I'm sort of scared. I'm shy about stuff like that now.
Yeah, what's up?
So,
I know that. Yeah.
You know, you got to be real careful.
I think that my niece had been okay. My computer, my laptop. I had to get it fixed because it was going on and off. I don't know what the reason was. And so I found somebody to fix my computer, and he fixed it for $40. There was like,
oh wow,
$40. It was like dust. It was like dust in it or something, like debris or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Got some viruses for me. And then like 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, my computer would not come on. It's like I called Toshiba to help me. They said try to put the registry CD in there, whatever, and then backup registry. Nothing was happening. And they said, well, what you can do is pay $39 and we can walk you through it, but there's no guarantee that everything will be saved or whatever. So I called and they're saying, well, maybe somebody went on to another site or whatever and downloaded a virus or something. And
yeah,
so I took back to the guy. He fixed it. He fixed it again for me for $40. And I told myself I wasn't going to let anybody use my computer. And my 10-year-old niece has had it happen before all this to happen, before he did it the second time. She was going on my computer, and every time I got my computer back, I couldn't exit out.
Something's wrong with it. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't exit out what she was on. I couldn't exit it out. I couldn't. The music was on. I couldn't turn it off. I had to shut down my computer. And
all
so
together,
I had to
right.
And she's today. I'm leaving for school or whatever. Going to go to school. She's on my computer on the sitting on the couch. I'm like,
are you serious?
Well, if you don't get
like
from
Lexi,
behind off the couch and get.
And like Lexi, you need to ask me before you use it.
Right.
And I'm going to have to start. She only goes on games, but how do I know what site she's going on?
But, you know, those are notorious for viruses, those game sites, because my brother-in-law says, Shirley, because my grandson used to come over here and he'd go on the game sites, and I tell him, do not go, don't download nothing, because every time he needs to leave here, my computer used to be screwed up, you know, and
yeah.
I have to call my brother-in-law, and he has to, fix it for me. I said, come on now, don't. But he says those game sites, they are notorious for that. Don't go on that.
No
game. Like I said, I'm gun shy. I don't go on nothing. You know, they say, oh, well, go on this site. You don't have to pay. You can download all the movies. Yeah, but then you're going to have a boatload of trouble, you know, because you end up with all these viruses and shit, you know, so. Because I would love to go to a site where I can watch all the Dexter episodes. I love Dexter.
Wait, don't you? Wait. Isn't that on USA?
No. Dexter, what they did a couple of years ago, they showed the whole second, the second go-around of Dexter. They had that on CBS, but that was just to lure people to order Showtime because it's on Showtime. I don't have Showtime. And, that's when I fell in love with Dexter because my sister always talks about it. And I said, boy, I'd love to see it. I said, that guy, first of all, I can't see anybody playing Dexter. He's so good.
Oh,
and it was
crap.
Such a shocker. When
what happened?
What happened?
Jeez, why did somebody lock the door on me?
Lock the door? Oh, God. You don't have your keys. Are they trying to tell you something there? Are you in?
Are you in?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. So I didn't have the phone to my ear. I kind of had it in my hand, so I wasn't listening.
Where's Bridget?
Bridget? Okay.
Oh, I hear. Okay.
You know, I left a couple emails with Taya. And I talked to her, like, last week, but, you know, I told her we were having a show tonight, and I didn't hear back, so maybe because school is, it's almost the end of school.
Hmm.
What was that? Oh, okay, what did you guys think of this whole thing about, I can't even think. About the New York threat with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, our cops in New York and FBI, they don't play. They caught that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're questioning him, and they found out he had ties with Al-Qaeda. He was trained in Pakistan. In fact, he was on his way back to Pakistan when they got his ass, you know, because he had gotten on the plane, and they stopped the plane, you know, or no, they had the plane to turn around or something like that, but they hadn't really, you know, taken off yet, and they got him. So, so they found out that he has ties to Al-Qaeda, and they found this map that he had of the city, of the New York City Transit thing, and then he also the Staten Island Ferry. They were going to plant bombs in all these places. That's one scary thing about the transit, about the subway system. Boy, they plant the bombs. They kill a whole lot of people a whole lot of people. But
well, yeah,
they got his ass, so he ain't going nowhere. His ass is grass.
Yeah, I was asking Smokey. I just read that he will be back for the summer, and I'm kind of curious who will be back for the summer. Oh, in real life, Carrie from Days of Our Life is pregnant again.
Who from Days of Our Life?
Carrie. Christina Clark.
Oh,
Sammy's
really?
Sister? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, I hope Franco is not coming back for the summer because it was boring last time he came.
Franco should just, come on. He should just forget about it. I think he's like somebody, he's having fun now. He said, hey, man, I can go on this soap opera, I can, play around for the summer. And then if you think about it, now when he came on, didn't they push back a lot of the storylines to fit his storyline in, if he even call it a storyline, because it didn't make any sense whatsoever. I'm trying to figure out what was the point, and if he's coming back to some, what's going to be the point? What is the point with this guy? I don't get it. I don't understand. But then that's General Hospital. What are you gonna do?
Guys, it's been so quiet. I mean, I thought we would have a couple of calls, but I think. But at least we are not living in Nashville under 11 inches of rain.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, and.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Chesney, the country singer, mm-hmm. his house is flooded and gone.
Really? Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. Now, that's where Steve wanted to move to Nashville, Tennessee, right?
Yes, I was just thinking about that, yeah.
Ooh, honey, what if he moved there and this shit come down and he, oh, my gosh. God works in mysterious ways. Whereas
my gosh.
His friend... What's his name?
Scott
name?
Reeve.
What?
Scott.
Yeah, Scott Reeve. Now he moved from there to here. Does he still have a home there, and he's just renting a house in L.A. or what?
I think they are getting a house, but right now they are renting.
Oh yeah, because they're all living close together. Steve, Becky. And Steve and Scott.
The
Reeves.
Yeah. Terry, what are you doing?
I'm just reading some mail.
Remember to check your email.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'll have to check it tonight anyway because the classmate is emailing us something for our group.
Okay,
When is Steve supposed to be going on vacation? I thought that was part of the deal when he signed on again. He would have more time off. It doesn't seem like he's got a lot of time. I mean, he's on practice every other day. I wonder when he's going on vacation.
I don't know, but I know that Ingo usually leaves in the summer, too.
Yeah, he goes.
But they can never over. I mean, none of them can go at the same time.
Yeah.
So really, you like? So you liked all the So you like Spartacus, and you cannot wait for the second season?
I know. I'm addicted now.
That
man is one fine man, I tell you.
Isn't he sexy, Bridget?
Oh,
with his wicked blue eyes.
Oh my gosh.
That man is fine. That man is sexy. And he's not all that tall.
I would have been all over that.
I know.
Oh my.
You're missing out on it. I know.
But I thought when you come here.
Yeah, that's right. You can watch it on Netflix. I have the Netflix account. Yeah. It's on Netflix. Oh.
So, when we end the show tonight, I have to go watch American Idol and Happy Town.
Happy Town.
But it's not happy. They are not happy. They are miserable.
Happy Town. We'll see how long this stays on. We'll see.
See how long it's happy.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Oh, baby. You know what? There's another series that was on Stars. And my sister and I discovered it. She turned me on to it back in 2004. It's Spanish, so it's with, you know, subtitles. Now, a lot of people don't like to read subtitles. But this series was so freaking good, you didn't mind. And it was weird because it came on in 2004. It had 13 episodes. Then it didn't come back on until 2009. So we have a 5-year hiatus for whatever reason.
Are you serious? Wow.
It's wild, but I went online to see whether, because they were on last year, and the way it ended, I said, I wonder if it's going to come back. But the name of it is Epifios, I don't know whether I'm pronouncing it right, but it means the epitaph, and it's Spanish, and it's about this Spanish detective, and...
What?
It's about a Spanish detective, and he has different storyline. He's looking for this serial killer. I mean, it was so good, and it was weird because they just ended it. They ended it in 2004, and it didn't come back on until last year. And it also had 13 episodes. But it's good. I hope they bring it back next year. I don't know whether they might be another 4 or 5 years before they bring it back. But it was another series that was very good. And like I said, it's all subtitled. But you don't really care if it's not in English because it's so good. I got hooked on that. But I can't wait for Spartacus. We got to wait till 2011. Okay.
That sucks.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
Well, you don't have too much of a choice. I mean, if you want to continue to watch, that's it. I mean, who was that told me they're coming back 2011? Was it you, Carly? It was somebody who told me about they weren't coming back until 2011, Spartacus.
That was Terry.
Oh, Terry. Oh, was you Terry?
What did I say? What happened?
Remember, you were saying that Spartacus won't be back until 2011,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2011. I think it's because he's sick right
now.
Yeah,
I know. He was going through the treatments and stuff. Yeah.
I think that most likely it'll come out like January of 2011 or something. So, I mean, Spike was like 24 when they used to go off the air. They wouldn't come back till like January, whatever, which...
Really? Yeah.
I know, we have to wait. I know, like, that's how Sopranos used to be. You have to wait.
Well, and that's how it is with Army Wives.
Oh, yeah?
Army Wives, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Because... Yeah, they go almost a whole year, don't they, visit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they only shoot so many episodes. Wow, it's not very. See how television is changing, man. You never had all these long hiatuses and stuff, but TV is changing. You know, they only shoot so many episodes now. Then you gotta wait. Then that's when they normally, you know, they show you the whole previous season, so you have to catch up. Of course, you gotta wait so freaking long. Most people forget what happened, so then you got to watch it all over again. But
Night, Smokey. Thanks for coming, Smokey. Well, what is wrong with us? All of, I mean, what was I going to say? Yeah, you know, I read Bridget and the only one out of us last night that got a full 8 hours sleep.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Please, we don't want to hear about that again, Bridget. The 8 hours and you're getting up with the birds and singing, you know. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to hear that. No.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I.
All right. Wow. But I've been sleeping better recently. The past couple, I've been sleeping pretty bad. I mean, pretty good. I've been sleeping pretty good. So.
Well, yeah, and then, but I can say that sometimes seeing this sun, you know, sunrise come in, like seeing the sun, you know, you've stayed up way too late.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Sunrise, sunset.
Like somebody
are you sure that was a sunrise there, Carly?
I don't know. Well, he's mine. Fine. This thing is a very, very bad thing when you know it's like, it's not dark anymore, but it's light. And you. Okay, fine.
Oh, God.
Because that's what happened to me last week. I was up, and I was watching something on TV or the computer, and I just the next thing I knew, it was the sun. It was bright outside. It went from being dark to bright. I'm like, Carrie, you gotta go to bed.
Hello.
You know, and then it was 5 hours later or something.
Oh
so.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you tell yourself. Five more minutes, and three hours. I'm
three hours.
That's why I have a TV in my bed. I don't have to get up. I can just close my eyes and set the timer on.
Yep.
You know
shut myself off.
You know what, though? A laptop is more dangerous than a damn television. That's all. I have my laptop, and you can watch YouTube, Netflix, and I tell myself it's it's midnight, it's 12:30. I'm like, oh, I'll give myself it till 1.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm like, I'll give myself to 1:30. And then the next thing I know, it's 3:00, and then I said, screw it. I got to put my computer down and go to sleep. So,
right,
yeah.
There you go.
But you know what, though? So today, I think it's coming, it's hitting me now with not having, going. I was literally falling asleep, so hopefully tonight I go to bed a lot earlier than 3:00 in the morning.
Okay, Ken, I have a money with you on this, please, because, I could so win. I could just
you
so
probably
win.
You probably have already $200 already if you were to put on it.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It's bad. It's, really bad. Oh, shoot. Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Anybody watch V last night?
Actually, I'm in the process of watching it right now. I don't like that fucking, that bad guy.
The who?
Bad guy. That Chad, the news reporter.
Oh,
I don't
he's a turd. He's
fucking
a real little turd. You know, he's playing both. So, I can't hate him.
You know what,
Other than Anna, he's the most hated character to me. I can't take him.
Anna is manipulating him is what she's doing. She's making
it. Sure she is.
You know what, and he's falling for it. He even, remember he had a dream about her that he was going to have sex with her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's not only getting him into his career, getting the most of his career, but she's also wants to get in her pants. Too, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. She looks like she'd be a cold bitch, boy. I tell you, she don't.
Hey, they planted those bodies, the human bodies in that thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
was actually they didn't kill him. It was actually the V's that did that to make it think like the human.
Right.
Killer, huh?
They want the world to see as this. What is it, that the fifth column is nothing
yes.
more but a bunch of terrorists and whatnot.
Yes.
You know? And did you see how Anna slapped the shit out of her daughter? She slapped her, bruised her face. And then, oh, that's right. You're watching it now. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting.
Oh, I'm in the process of watching it. I'm probably like,
okay, go ahead, watch it.
I hopefully the humans get a comeuppance or something with Anna. I'm hoping that it turns out to where we're gonna start winning or something. The humans.
Well, you know, you'll see. You know, you can't win them all. You know, I'm sure they'll have small battles to win, but you probably
you
won't win the war until the show's going off the air. You know how they be dressed.
Oh, I know, huh?
You know
what? Dogs have bad fart smells. Sitting on my bed.
Yes,
sitting on my bed.
They smell. Yes,
sir. Sitting on my bed, I could see freaking farts on right up my nose. Damn it,
oh.
Fox. It's like right in my face practically, too.
Oh, God.
My
God. Those little doggy farts are smell. Yeah, they
are. Like,
they smell.
Oh, yes, you,
they're
Foster.
Awful.
Yes. They're, like, awful. They're worse than human farts.
Silent but deadly.
I'm talking to you, Foster. You gotta. Your farts are
Foster,
stinky.
Little Foster. Foster, you mucked up. Well, little Foster.
I have you guys on speaker, and you can kind of hear your voices. He's like,
oh, hi, Foster.
Hi, Jakey.
Hi, Foster. Smelly dog.
Hi, puppy. Hi, puppy. I can't wait
to watch that link with my Jason on there. I'm going to watch it after I hang up.
What
I'll
link?
Look at my.
I got it on right now.
You mean the Jason and Robin thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really going to like that. You're really going to like that.
I know, because it sounds like Steve again. You know, I sound like
yes.
him, you know, because he's such
yes.
a good actor.
Yes, that, I think that from those scenes on, he could win an Emmy just from those scenes alone. You
know?
Yep.
He's so good. He's so good. But
he
has that other little wart attached to his ass. I don't think he's.
And he had to come into his penthouse, and she's offering him some alcohol or whatever or something.
And Chinese food.
Is that what I didn't see?
I'd say
the Chinese food.
The MSG is going to give them a massive coronary when they, because that's all they eat is the Chinese food, man. You know.
What is it with Chinese food and Jason and Sam? I don't get what the thing is with Chinese food with them.
That's the link. Chinese.
That's
Sam.
The link. Keeps them together is Chinese food, huh? We should just take Chinese food out of the equation and not have Jason and Sam anymore.
Mm.
I agree.
Whereas now the Night of Passion, the following morning, he fixed Liz a breakfast of scrambled eggs and what do they have, toast?
You know what was funny about that?
Coffee and oh.
Yeah, what was
God.
Funny about that, the next day she saw him, she was sitting on the dock drinking her coffee,
mm-hmm.
and he saw her there, and they kind of joked about it. She started laughing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything. He's like, don't tell anybody, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that,
those were the good old days.
I know. Those were the good old days when we had our Jason that we know and love. But today we saw a glimpse of him, though, even
yeah.
though it was kind of an emotional thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Robin is the only one, really, besides Elizabeth, that really understands him.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Although Sam swears she knows
know.
Him inside and out.
I
know.
Yeah.
But she really doesn't. She only knows one side of him. She doesn't know the other Jason that, you know, Lizzie and even Robin.
Yeah, and that Robin sees. Because Robin was his true love and
mm-hmm.
his soulmate.
They were kids. I mean, they were kids when they were together, but, you know.
I know. Well, you know what? Liz was a kid herself when she met
right,
Jason.
Right, right, right. That's why he didn't make any moves on her because she was so young. You know,
she like 17. Was Liz like 17? She was like 17.
Something like that.
Like
17, 18, something like that. Yeah. So
she was 17, and then
and he's older than Liz. He's older than Elizabeth.
I think Liz and Robin are like the same age. I think.
I thought no. Wait, no. That
can't be
right.
No. No, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, no. I'm thinking in real life they're the same age. Sorry about that.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I mean, this, you were right, Sally, about the Chinese food. God, that's all they ever eat together.
I mean, I can't understand for how many years that's all they eat every freaking day is Chinese food. I mean, okay, so she don't cook. Apparently, she's not the domesticated type, which isn't so shocking. But they have other restaurants. They have Italian restaurants, Greek restaurants, you know, order a pizza sometimes. I mean, but what is with this freaking Chinese food? Gee, and she's such, I don't know. Oh, well, I guess one day they'll break up. I don't know whether they'll have any audience left when they do. I can hear myself. It's an echo.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear myself.
So, Bridget, what are you looking at?
Oh, I was just watching the Robin and Jason scene.
That was good today.
Yep.
You know, because I watched it a little bit. I was this fast-forwarding this and make sure that we got the whole episode because yesterday we didn't get the whole episode of it because of our wind and rain and thunder and lightning
problems.
Really?
Okay,
and another thing I'm going to complain about is, okay, if President Obama, not really him, but if the New York task people, you know, want to break in, like, in the morning, they don't have to break into every damn little TV station.
What happened?
Well, yesterday, when they were telling everyone about the guy, the terrorist
oh,
guy.
Oh, the bomber,
and then they decide, oh, why don't we break into this now? And they broke in three times here yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it on the ABC channels or was it on all the channels?
Yeah, it was all of ABC, NBC,
yeah.
CBS, and then...
Oh, it was all of them, oh.
And then, but you know what pisses me off even more? That, you know, they are already showing it on cable. They are already having it. It was, you know, taking over, like, a lot of the room. It was kind of funny, but not.
Hey, let me ask you something. What are the J-Sammers saying after the scenes between
Jason and Robin?
They're
melting down.
Really? I guess they were pissed out. Oh, why did she get an apology and
never
apologized for?
They want Sam to leave Jason. They want Jason dead, and it's just they're melting down big time.
Oh, good. You know what? And if some of them are gonna really melt down when this couple breaks up with Jason, or no longer after this summer, they are gonna have the biggest meltdown of their life, and I will be enjoying it.
Well, I guess now, when soon as they have their love scenes, they'll be all, you know, hunky-dory again, you know.
But I think
there are some fans who really want her away from Jason now.
Well, yeah,
because they didn't get what they thought. They thought they were going to get Jason and, you know, Liz scenes, and they don't get that because they don't, let's face it, this couple does not have the same kind of chemistry. You know, there is no, that is not a romantic couple. They can't do romance.
Your mouth to Franz God's ears, you know.
Huh?
From your mouth to Franz's ears.
Yeah. Oh well, I know no one's listening, but you know, but come on, Jerry, you know, do you see them as a romantic couple?
No.
Who?
No.
Who's that? Who?
They said.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Yeah, that. Well, right now nobody's listening. You know, to us.
Well, they don't listen.
We would have had them.
What the hell they wanted to?
It was a long time ago, and everything, and it's like we could talk about it. It's like it's so frustrating that they're not listening, and I think that's what makes me sad when I watch these videos. It's like
it is sad. Yeah. For a while, I couldn't watch them. And I still, once in a while, I'll go and I'll watch a couple of videos. And I said, look at that chemistry. Then I don't watch it for a while.
I know.
The part that I don't understand is on mostly all the soaps, even after a couple has broken up,
they're
still talking to each other.
I know.
I mean, people act like they don't exist to one. And plus that, then they have a child. Never even ask about this. I mean, they don't show him thinking about Jay. Maybe he doesn't have to act upon it, but you don't even think about your child. And I don't know. It's just so okay, we know this is a TV show, but that's so unrealistic. Come on.
Mm-hmm. To me, it tells me that they're afraid to go there because they know if they go there, they know if they even have them in a scene together, even if it's a little one or with Jake or whatever, that they're going to be ratings are going to go sky high and they're going to be proved wrong that Jason and Sam are not the couple to root for. It's Jason and Liz, and it has always been Jason and Liz. They're afraid to admit that they're wrong, in my opinion.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. Don't they want good ratings for the freaking show? I mean,
It's like,
well, of course they do, but they really thought this couple was going to bring in the highest rating in a day, and it's backfired so much. The media picks, the Soap Opera Weekly, you do not hear a friggin' thing about Zay Sam. Nothing whatsoever.
Carly, did they bring in the high ratings back in the day? Because I didn't watch them on a regular, but I know when they were together. But did they bring in high ratings when they were together the first time?
What do you mean,
Sam?
When Jason and Sam, when they were together at first, I mean, did they bring in the ratings then?
No.
I don't think that they did.
They didn't. They did not. And, you know, what we are seeing right now, mark my words, this is a repeat of 2006. And, you know, with the Maxi Lucky thing that, you know, God forbid, you know, it's probably going to happen now. And Zay Sam will be done because if Sam gets shot or whatever, Jason's going to push her away. Oh, the hotel will get mad at Sam. There's this something that in this summer storyline that will come out, and it will be what the fuck moment with everything, and everything that we thought we knew up until now, we didn't know.
But the part that I don't understand, why does Guza think he had to go back and redo 2006? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't want to say
because I think he needs to find a way to have it believable. And going back to 2006, having Maxi and Lucky have their little thing, and have Elizabeth kind of by herself in a way, but having Sam does something to cause the whole big thing. And for Jason not to trust her, there is going to be a very big reveal at the end of summer to September when Becky gets back.
Well, I hope they have people still watching the show by then. We're talking fall. Then before you know it, it'll be going into the Christmas holidays, you know. And then before you know it, it'll be 2011. And, you know,
no,
I
I
know.
That's why
you know,
I said I'll keep reading the recaps now and then, and I'll ask you girls what goes down. And I'll watch a Steve scene or two, but I can't sit there and watch him with this woman. I can't. I don't. I just.
Even when Jason was had the scenes, but I like this. I'm starting to like this new Michael. You know, even the scenes with Michael today was pretty like touchy to the heart. You know.
Really? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, just the way he was with Michael, because even though it's a new Michael, I mean, just knowing how he was with him when he was a baby, watching that just brought back memories of when he was with Michael, raised him for that year, and he was his son for a while, and. I see why Jason is so wanting to go to jail for him, willing to break into jail. I can see why he's going to want to do that. And I don't care what Sam says. He's going to put Michael first before Sam. Who cares about her feelings? And I saw that today, so I really felt for Jason because he didn't want this for him. He even said to Robin today, he killed somebody. I never wanted that for him. He's going to be, all of his life, he's going to be known for killing somebody, and that's not what I want him to be life, you know, and everything. And Robin,
now he's thinking about his life and how he became a killer and how that has, go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say, even it was Jason's choice to do that.
That was his
But you know what, it should be, you know, for Michael, even though he's got brain damage, it's still good at the end of the day or the end of whatever. It's Michael's choice, really. If you think about it, I mean, they can only protect him so much. I mean, they tried to protect him. Look what happens. I mean, you can't protect him all of his life. He's gonna have to learn the consequences of what that life can bring. So maybe this will be an eye opener for Michael. Maybe. This will be helping him not want to get into the mob business.
Oh, you know, it could go 180 degree tune because, I mean, you know, he thought going the cops would solve this. He never dreamed that they would actually put him in prison.
Who, Jason?
No, Michael.
Oh, Michael.
You
oh,
know,
he,
I mean,
they were
okay.
Put him in prison.
You know, Michael didn't think about, oh my God, you know, if I open my mouth, if someone opens their mouth, I'm going there. You know, he probably didn't think about that because he just wanted to tell the truth. But, you know, at the end of the day, the truth is what's going to, you know, bite him in the ass. By all of everyone in that, just not one person. You know, we cannot blame Carly and Sunny on this whole thing. We really cannot blame Jason on this whole thing. You know?
You can. You have to because he was part of it. He was part of it. They wanted to cover up. All three of them wanted to cover up. And now Jason... He even wants to get rid of Dante. What is that all about?
I want him again.
And how can he tell Sonny how he should feel about his son? I mean, this is Jason.
Okay.
Stupid.
I want Dante to kill Jason because he decided to sue the law over his brother. You know, he could have kept quiet, too. And he denied. He made the concert decision about this whole thing. He made the concert decision with this whole Michael thing, too. So, you know, I understand Jason's point of view about killing Dante. Because I'm not very happy with Dante over this, either.
I'm watching American Idol right now while I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Do not like the results so far of what's happened.
Okay, do not tell me.
I'm not going to say anything, but okay. Well, I don't know who officially it's going to be, but I don't like who the bottom two. I mean, I wasn't surprised at one of the bottom two, but the other bottom two, I'm really pissed off with because I really like him.
Okay, well.
But you know, Terry, this is not the first time he's been in the bottom two.
I know, but he really sang really well last night, though.
Doesn't matter. It's a popularity contest, you know, really, and I don't care how good you are.
I know.
It's
happened
just
one,
the vote.
It happened one year with Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And She was in the top five, and she was booted out.
That's
it. And I was like, she was really good. But you know what? Look at her now. She's like,
That's it. That was her fate. That was her fate.
Basically, you don't have to win American Idol to make it.
No.
So it's all winners, no matter how it ends out.
That's right.
I'm predicting, though, that it's going to be Crystal to win.
Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
I thought that Casey would have been in the bottom, too.
I love Casey. I like Casey, too.
But
this is about the best final five or four that they've had on in a while. I mean, they're all talented, you know. Like
the first
Lee Duizi, whatever his name
I love his voice. I think he could be the horse. What's that saying?
The dark horse.
Dark horse. I really think he could be the dark horse in this.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
He really does a really good job, like he did last night.
He was bad. He was bad.
His confidence has really been showing now.
Mhm.
Oh my God, time flies because we have like 4 minutes left.
Oh my goodness, what shall we do?
Oh God.
What the hell is Bridget? It's so quiet tonight, Bridget.
I want to know who wins. I don't know what. I don't want to know who loses this. I don't know. I don't want to know who goes.
Brenda, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Why are you being crying tonight?
I'm just listening. I'm dozing off.
Oh, there she goes again.
I'm missing my eight hours.
Trying to get to 8 hours. Jeez. Oh man.
Okay. Recording. What else am I recording tonight?
You were recording Happy Town, and you were recording
New York too. I forgot.
Okay.
I want to know who goes off of American Idol. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Pause right now. I'm going to fast forward through the last few minutes of it.
Mm. Okay.
Grays look to be very good tomorrow night.
They look
good, right?
Okay. I have a really real question. Okay. You know how McDreamy and Meredith are calling each other husband and wife?
Mm-hmm.
Did they actually get married?
By post-it.
Thank God. Sorry.
What?
They got married
by post-it.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't think they officially.
Not officially, but they consider themselves, married. So.
Oh, and then tomorrow, the mistake whatever Derek made bites him in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, McDreamy.
But they let that lady die.
I think April is the last. The end of May to June is Grace's last.
All the shows go out at the end of May. June is when all the summer stuff starts. So the end of this month is usually it for the regular.
And Grace will be a 2-hour event.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure part of the practice.
I was bad last week from private practice. Those guys were, that guy that has the baby, he was an ass.
Yep.
And they're divided now, and that baby doctor turned on Violet. Oh, man, when she slapped him in the face, oh, holy smoke. I was like, you get him.
Yep. But they were really all divided. 90 seconds.
Over the baby, right? The baby. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like how, what's her butt?
Violet?
McDreamy? No, the ex-wife of McDreamy.
Addison,
I didn't like her either. I thought she was a little bitch, too.
Mm-hmm. Is she and Taye Diggs' character having an affair?
Well, I...
Did they sleep together at some point?
No, but they were. He wanted to get with her, but she wouldn't get with him because of his ex-wife, because they're all friends.
Right, 'cause they're
but
friends,
that shouldn't
right.
matter. She should have stepped up and told him. Well, she found out and had a fit, which I thought was stupid because they're not married anymore. But he's in love with Addison, and Addison is trying to play house with Violet's man, and he's still in love with Violet, and Violet's still in love with him. And,
Terry, so are you watching it?
What's that? Watching what?
American Idol. You
watching American Idol? I'm happy with the result. I knew that. I had a feeling. I was waiting for him. I'm not going to say anything, but I was waiting for him to finally go. I mean, I like him, but I think he's going to make it anyway. But I had a feeling eventually he was going to be leaving the show. So.
Okay, well, we are officially on overtime. Remember people in this album, but there's not a lot of people there. That we will be back on Monday.
You know what? I think I'm going to call it a night now. I think I'm going to go have a. I'm going to go have a shower.
Please cut those. We don't want to hear you taking a shower, Terry. Okay, just hang on.
Oh my God! Really, I'm still getting to know your personality. Oh my God! Oh my gosh! You know, we should call ourselves the something club or something.
I know.
Really.
Really? Somebody said really?
Yeah, well,
I
guess
did.
Somebody
I
said.
Did. Yeah, that's what I said, really.
Caller, the dirty.
Hey, did you check your email yet?
I haven't checked email. I got to plug my thing in here. My computer. My laptop.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So,
maybe that's your problem. You're plugging it in. That's to charge it up, you mean?
I asked the guy that fixed my computer if it's okay if I keep my computer all the time. He said that's okay.
Brenda, you sound like you're tired, too.
I am tired. I've been driving nonstop all week, so I'm exhausted.
Oh, wow.
Well, you have a little more than a couple of weeks, and then you're done, right?
I got 3 weeks left.
Oh, so happy days are here again.
I still have to do summer school, but that's nothing.
But those are shorter days, right? And you don't
work
every day, right?
Yeah. Well, you still have to do 5 days, but it's there's not as many kids, and yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. All righty then.
I hope I like Happy Town. I think I will, but, you know.
No one seems very happy on Happy Town, though. I don't see very many happy people on Happy Town. You know?
Two.
I wonder why.
Okay.
On One Life to Live, did John and what's her face get back together? I can't.
He's still with Marty.
Oh, he's still with Marty. Okay.
Yeah, they're going through the trial. They're doing a trial for Cole since he beat the shit out of Todd. And Kay is dying of a brain tumor.
Oh, she's leaving the show.
But Blair found her test results, and she's upset.
Oh, Blair is upset?
Yeah,
oh.
she's pretty upset about it.
I'm going to call it a night. My battery's got one bar on it anyway on my cell phone, so I'm going to go take a shower and everything.
All right, sweetie. Have a good weekend. See you Monday.
You too. I'll call you tonight, Carly, at 12 midnight, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. Bye, Bridget.
Bye. So, yes, yeah, but how long is summer school for you?
High school starts theirs right after we get out of school.
Oh, really? Well.
Yeah, so I will get, usually we get a week off before summer school starts, but this year they're going right into it. So I'll my break will consist of I'll get a week off in July and then 2 weeks off before school starts.
Oh wow!
Oh, that's not bad.
No, but I'll still get, you know, half days and stuff like that. But it's not going to be as hectic as regular school.
Right.
So. Have you ever forgot someone on the bus?
No.
Well, I just, you know, the only way that I
walk through our buses every night before we leave.
Oh, okay. Because
and I have an alarm on my bus that makes sure I check the bus seats, because if I don't, it goes off. So
that is a good thing, because just because of the whole safety thing and you know, because my little niece is 5 now. Was so scared to ride the bus because he thought the bus driver would forget her, or she would be forgotten and all that. And it took a couple of weeks to really get her to, like, be okay with riding the bus alone. And
yeah.
Yeah, because I feel so bad for her. One day she fell asleep on the bus. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the bus driver just woke her up and, you know, but... You know, we got, like, heard of a case where they, you know, left a 4-year-old little kid on the bus.
Oh, yes, right. There have been several cases with kids being left on the bus and stuff. You know, which is ludicrous. I said, what kind of people do they hire?
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, nowadays, you know, when we were growing up, if my mom wanted to run in the store and grab something, you know, we always locked the door, and, you know, she didn't do that until we were 10 or 11. But nowadays, you know, I don't think people really feel comfortable even doing that.
Too much stuff goes on.
Well, yeah, Birds, I'm going to watch all my wives maybe tonight, but, you know, last week's episode, they are really doing good. I mean, is this, you know, it's a really good season, and that, you know, and, you know, it's already been picked up for next season.
So is it in its third season now?
Yes.
First season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the shows always want to get to the 5-year thing because, then they go into syndication.
Yeah.
So you guys, are you going to go to bed when we hang up?
Well, I got a couple of dishes I got to wash, and I'll probably get in the bed.
You don't have a dishwasher?
Yeah, but I don't use it. Why, you know, pay the extra bill, you know, when it's only me. I only got a couple of dishes.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to turn on dishes. I only use the dishwasher the first time that I moved in the first day. That's the wash off, you know, when you move dishes and stuff, you want to clean them up. That's the only time that I ever use this dishwasher. And otherwise, I'm the dishwasher.
Yeah, my grandparents never had a dishwasher on their farm. And so, it would be kind of, you know, because, like, when we had holidays, there would be, like, a lot of dishes. And, you know, I'm like, you should get a dishwasher, but, like, the steward's pipe or something would never allow that. So, but you're supposed to have nice weather up until... Like this weekend or not?
Well, I guess we got snow tonight, but I haven't looked out to see. I know it was coming over the mountain when I was coming, so we're supposed to get snow tomorrow.
When you say snow in May, you know, because no one ever tells you how much hail hurts, but when I was walking it, the little hail pellets, oh my God, they hurt, some of them. I'm like... You wanted to get out of the weather, so, yep. So I think we should call it a night. Oh, But didn't you want to play that thing for Sully?
Oh, I turned it off.
Oh, that's okay, because
yeah,
I have the link. I have the link, so yeah. I'm going to watch it after I hang up. I'm going to watch it. So I can see my Steve again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, I will talk to you guys Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Have a good one, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night now.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Night. Bye.